Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Therapy Dogs Australia. I just thought I'd jump in by myself today just to touch base. We don't have a proper episode for you this fortnight. Unfortunately, the universe did not align with the guests that we've got lined up, but they are coming. So I just wanted to jump in and say hi. And I thought it would be fun for me to talk a little bit, just briefly, about some of the podcasts that I listen to, because I'm listening to dog training podcasts all the time. So, obviously, there's the probably, I think, biggest dog podcast in Australia, which is the Canine Paradigm. So, that is hosted by Glenn Cook and Pat Stewart. Now, there's a couple of episodes on there. I was lucky enough to be invited on to chat to Glenn and Pat about what we do in our industry. So, if you want a couple of episodes to listen to, it's actually part one and part two. That is on the Canine Paradigm, episodes 275 and 276. You can listen, go on and have a listen to those. It's kind of about, how we're dealing with dogs in our industry. Another episode that I really love, I l love all of the Canine Paradigm podcast episodes, really. I learned something from all of them. Episode 284, Homeostasis of the Brain with Dr. Melanie Und. She also has her business called Canine Decoded, that you can follow on Instagram. Dr. Melanie is super, super smart and she explains some pretty cool things. So I recommend that one if you're looking for something to listen to this week, episode 284 of the Canine Paradigm. Another podcast that I really like is Life with Your Dog. So that is hosted by Panos and he had me on as well. It was episode 216. That one's more of a general, like, what is animal-assisted therapy? How does it kind of work, sort of thing. That's a fun one to listen to if you are still getting into the field or you would like to sort of, I found when I was early on in this field, it was difficult for me to explain to people kind of like what we're even doing with the dogs. It says with psychology, but it's going to be relevant for lots of different disciplines. So that is episode 216. If you want to go and jump over to Life with Your Dog, hosted by Panos from Nooches Pooches. Panos, if you look through the episode titles, Panos has got heaps of really practical tips as well. So I even took tips from Panos when, which I even discussed in my episode too, which was around car sickness, because my new young dog got car sickness, which was a nightmare. So pop over and have a look at that. Now, the other one that I really like and have been really learning from as well is the Caffeine and Canines podcast. Okay, so this is Jacob, don't know his last name. He is the from the Yorkshire Canine Academy. If you're not following them on Instagram yet, you should, because he does really funny reels. So, I've been enjoying his podcast as well. And again, like, really conversational, easy to listen to, but also lots of practical tips as well. So you can go through and have a look at the like lots of huge guests too. So you can go through and have a look at the episodes there. I listened to episode 32 today, which is the latest episode, which was Nicole Vignola, which was using neuroscience to help you help your dog. Really interesting. And Dr. Melanie is on this one as well. I haven't listened to this one yet. I don't know if it's really similar to the one on Canine Paradigm, but it's episode 28, Canine Decoded is Stress Killing Your Dog. So yeah, jump on there and have a look at their episodes. Friend of the show, Narelle Cook, who we did an episode with, has got her own podcast as well. It's Natural Health for People and Pets podcast. So have a look at that because there's lots of really practical tips in that one as well about dealing with certain health issues with your dog, things like that. Yeah, that's it. So I've left you with, sorry, not something super useful from us this fortnight. I'm running a course this week and I've got to leave for Brumby Camp first thing tomorrow morning. And so we're just not going to get to record anything, but I hope that you enjoy some of these recommendations. If any of you have recommendations for what you'd like to hear us talk about, we've been doing a lot of guests because I like to hear from what people are doing. After they've, finished our course, I'm happy to hear that they're out there doing things with their dogs and the greater community is really benefiting. The dog's loving it. Everyone's having a good time. Not without its challenges, of course. I would love to know what you guys want to hear about, whether it's, specific training stuff, certain types of guests, or yeah, just different things about the industry, I guess. Let us know. The other thing as well is that if you enjoy the podcast, which people sometimes email me or will just mention that they are enjoying the podcast, make sure you leave a review because we really want to our podcast to find more new listeners because we enjoy sharing our knowledge and I think it's useful for people, particularly early on in the industry, but even as a professional development resource as well. So if you like the podcast, do all the other the things that you're supposed to do, like subscribe, review, whatever. That will probably help us out. All right, guys. That's it from me for this week. We will be back. We've got some pretty cool guests lined up. I'm actually really excited about a couple of the episodes that we've got lined up, but they're with busy people. So we will just have to be patient, but bear with us. And yeah, keep tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're interested in studying with Therapy Dogs Australia or you have a few more questions before deciding, please get in touch with us by emailing courses@therapydog.com.au or visiting our website at www.therapydog.com.au for more information and FAQs.